Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Gathering 2018 is a coming together of 25 to 35-year-olds, emerging Christian leaders who want to change the world. And that is exactly what William Wilberforce was. It's the brainchild of the William Wilberforce Foundation. The William Wilberforce Foundation itself was indeed formed to keep going, to propagate the ideals of William Wilberforce, whose Clapham sect was instrumental in the doing away with slavery, but so many other things as well, including ministering to many of the down and outs in society of the time. The William Wilberforce Foundation each year sponsors 100 or so of the best up-and-coming Christian leaders in a kind of leadership boot camp on the Gold Coast. These remarkable young Christians will be inspired and connected with remarkable older Christians, mature Christians, who can encourage them in their walk. The National Director of the William Wilberforce Foundation is Jonathan Green.
Oh, great to be with you.
Tell us firstly about the William Wilberforce Foundation. In fact, it's only the other week we were talking with Stuart Piggin, the historian, about William Wilberforce's involvement in the settlement, the white settlement of Australia.
Yes, well, Wilberforce has quite a few different reaches into Australia. I think it was one of his nephews who came to Melbourne and helped to start one of the Anglican churches in Melbourne. And in fact, I held an event with Stuart a number of years ago to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, which Wilberforce played a very significant role in influencing. So the William Wilberforce Foundation, we use the name William Wilberforce, one, because it's such a powerful name of social reform, but two, because maybe a lot of people don't know this, but actually he was much wider than just his work around slavery, which was amazing work. He was involved in a whole range of different areas of social reform, and one of them was something called the Reformation of Manners, and a big part of that was around trying to help people to treat one another better in society, and recidivism was one of the key aspects of that he was trying to overcome, and things like addiction and drunkenness, and organizations like the RSPCA were founded out of that. So our work really is more on that second aspect of Wilberforce's life and work, which is about trying to create a more cohesive society. And we do that through local church communities, through mentors, providing practical support and service for people who are on the margins, and particularly in the areas of addiction and recidivism, which is the rate with which people come out of prison and go back into
and then return. That's right. Now, you've stepped out of another professional role, have you, to be involved at this level?
Look, I've got a communications background, but also I'm a law graduate, and those things have definitely informed my work.
I say that because you're the sort of person that you're actually reaching out to now for an event that's being held in September, an event where other young people like yourself, you think you're in your 30s, aren't you? But certainly
yes,
people from
right.
25 to 35 are being encouraged to come and learn from, talk with, and engage with, converse with some leading thinkers about utilising your Christian gifts in service, both through your profession and also through NGOs. What's the event?
Yeah, so it's called Gathering 2018. The idea was to bring together a whole group of the best and brightest emerging leaders from across Australia who are Christians, who are working in a professional context, and who want to use their skills and their resources to serve God in and through their everyday.
So what sort of things will they hear, and who will they hear from if they sign up for this gathering?
Yeah, so look, the idea is that they get invested into. We have some talks and we have some keynotes and that sort of thing, but actually the crux of it is we have mentoring small groups. And we've got people like Simon McKean, who's the Chancellor of Monash University, or Ruth Limpkin, who's the CEO of the Banyans, which is a health organisation, Toby Hall, the CEO of St Vincent's Health, who he's got 20-odd thousand employees working for him, Reverend Tim Costello. There's a whole range of others. We've got about 14 or 15 mentors who are coming along, and over a couple of day period, those who come along as delegates are invested into, they have an opportunity to sit with in a formal structure, but also over meals and during and in between sessions, and sit with these people, learn from them, learn how they manage to juggle and bring together faith and work, and use that to serve God, but also to make a difference in the community.
Yeah, I know there are a lot of people, and that's a great age that you're aiming at, 25 to 35, a lot of people asking that question, how can I do more? How can I be more? How can I explore more what God has me to do? What were some of the stories from last year?
We had fashion designers, we had lawyers, bankers, a whole range of others. So it was quite a wide group. And look, I was really encouraged and blown away by the feedback that people gave. I had one person say to me, have never felt as connected and validated in my work and role and calling and the connection between them. Another say, I feel like I can much more confidently be a person of faith in the secular world. Another person very encouraged to be surrounded by a community of like-minded believers who are aspiring for more. And I think those sorts of things are what you can expect, is to have others who are around you who are going to spur you on, not just the event, but even beyond that as well. Mm. And this whole idea of, I think it's easy to get caught up in this whole idea of what does it mean to yearn for achievement or to want to be successful, but also to serve God. And so those are the sorts of things that we're trying to tackle through this, is give everyday practical input into people's lives around how you might be able to do those things. That having ambition doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing.
There may indeed be people listening right now who want to register, and we'll give those details in a moment. But I'm also thinking there are people who might know someone that they want to tap on the shoulder.
Absolutely.
What sort of person would be suitable? Who should we be looking for to tap them and say, hey, you want to get along to this? This might just be the thing, the very thing you're looking for.
Absolutely. So like we've said, 25 to 35-year-olds, they've got to be Christians, people with a committed faith, and those who are working out there in the marketplace. And that could be a whole wide range of areas. Like I said, fashion, banking, law, education, health, not-for-profit. It could be a whole range of different spaces. But we want people who are doing something in their professional context that engages with the society and community around them. And they might be able to use what they learn and the investment into them from gathering to really have a significant impact in this, our society. So the best way to nominate, or to nominate yourself or nominate someone else, is to go to our website, which is gathering.org.au. And nominate on there, and that's got to be by June 29. So it's not long until the closing date for those
nominations. Not long at all, just a few days. So just back to the beginning, perhaps, what's the link then between this gathering for young Christian professionals and the main work of your foundation, which is to help the down and outs?
Yeah, look, as you know, may know, and as some of your listeners may know, Wilberforce wasn't the only Christian reformer to come out of British society. There's many others like William Booth or Florence Nightingale, Elizabeth Fry, just to name a few. And these are people who significantly impacted society in that time, but also society that we live in today. And a big part of that came from their Christian faith. And so for me, as I look at the work that we do, which is often trying to help people when they're going through a difficult time, I really believe that we need Christians who are going to stand up and say, that's not right in our society, or that needs to change, and I'm going to be the one that instigates that. I'm going to be the one that leads the charge. And you talked about the Clapham sect earlier on. And really, the idea behind this is to form a bit of a Clapham sect of people who, because of their faith, want to make a significant difference in our society.
Well, it's a terrific vision. I like it very much. And I hope it goes well for you. And I look forward to hearing more about the William Wilberforce Foundation in the future. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, absolutely right. Now, the place to go is the Wilberforce Society. We'll give you the details of that on our Facebook page, which is Open House Community. We'll show you exactly where to go to register a young person. You've got till the 29th to be part of that special event that's taking place in September this year. But you could actually Google Gathering 2018, or you could Google the William Wilberforce Foundation in Australia.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.